while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You know the story in I believe it's Daniel chapter 4, where he stood out over his over the balcony once and looked over Babylon. And you know, if you study Babylon, Babylon was no joke. Babylon had what they call the Hanging Gardens, which till today still remains one of the wonders of the world. You know, one of the other wonders is the Grand Canyon. I don't know if you've ever been there to see, but if you look into it, you'll say, yeah. It's like it's a whole other world. But Babylon was like that. And so the king got lifted up, but the Lord humbled the king. So I want to say this. As we are brought into the king's realm and the kingdom advances, in that realm, God is going to humble your enemies. Amen. Folk get mad at you for getting blessed. Don't worry about it. Don't fret. Don't get scared. God will deal with enemies. Again, why? Because you are carrying kingdom. It's imperative that you succeed. It's imperative that you increase. It's imperative that you enlarge. It's not just about you. It's about the kingdom you represent and the kingdom that you carry. Okay, so the next thing, as we look at Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, now that Daniel is in this place and God says that the king, Darius, set him up because he set him up over everyone because an excellent spirit was in him. Let's look at Daniel chapter 6 and let's start at verse 1 and we'll take a quick look at that. Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which would be over the whole kingdom. And over these, 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Think about it. The king was thinking, hey, you know, this Daniel, I can just go vacation. You know, let this Daniel take care of everything because Daniel take good care of stuff. He had an excellent spirit. Now skip down to verse number 10 of Daniel chapter 6. Because the third thing we looked at was your enemies are humbled. But here, we see that because Daniel had an excellent spirit, there were conspirators. There were those that became jealous and envious, even murderous. They wanted to kill him, wanted to get rid of him. You know, anybody that understands prosperity and increase, you don't get jealous or feel threatened by somebody else being blessed. Amen. You get blessed by that. Yeah. Tell somebody, there's enough for all of us. Instead of fighting over the one chicken bone, you got to realize there's a whole lot of fish in the sea. Amen. There's a whole lot of ways to prosper. And there's enough. Tell somebody again, there's enough for all of us. As a matter of fact, there's more than enough. Now where we miss it sometimes is the media will always talk about shortages. Ain't no shortages. That's a way of controlling. Even political parties, they emphasize certain things. You know, that they know that, you know, our priorities on your list. And so what? So they can get your vote. But, you know, at the end of the day, you are responsible for your prosperity, not them. It don't matter who gets in office. It don't matter what the economy looks like. up or down, buyer's market, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. You are the one. Tell somebody, you're responsible.
You're responsible.
Amen. It got kind of spooky there for a minute. It's like folk didn't know whether to say amen or not. Yeah, you are. Remember, destiny is not by chance. It's by choice. It's by choices that we make. So they had Daniel put in the lion's den. We know the story. But the king labored all day to try to deliver Daniel. That's the kind of influence he had on the king. The king didn't sleep that night. Didn't eat that night. Fasted the whole. I mean, this is the king over Daniel. But he told Daniel, he said, Daniel, when they threw him in, they said, Daniel, your God will deliver you. Amen. Come on, see, that's the type of impact he had on a pagan king as he walked in excellence. He said, your God, when somebody tells you, you know, I know your God is going to deliver you. I know they better leave you alone. God will get them. You better leave them alone. Amen. Amen. That means you've been representing the Lord well. Amen. The king said that. Matter of fact, let's read it. Daniel chapter 6. I think let's start at verse 10. Just so you get it into your eye gate. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did. Now, we don't use that word much, aforetime, as he did before. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. I know people will go bad for you when you do things with excellence. People will fight for you. They'll stand up for you. This king stood up for Daniel. Next one. Then these men assembled under the king and under the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. What a testimony. But why could the king say something like that about Daniel? Because he had an excellent spirit. Amen. There are people that probably the Lord would deliver them after they get bit a few times. He cast out, he let them get chewed on a little bit, but he'll get them out. But because Daniel had an excellent spirit, the king fought for him. If he'd have been able to do anything else, he'd have kept Daniel from going into the lion's den. But he did. He couldn't. Now, you know the rest of the story. What happens is the angel comes and shuts the mouths of the lions. The king comes early in the morning. That king, I'm afraid, probably has sometimes more faith than some of us. Because, I mean, this is a pagan king, but he's eyewitness to the excellent spirit on Daniel. He's convinced, you know, can't nothing happen to this man. His God will, come on. You see, we are carrying a kingdom. That's why you can't back up off of stuff. Daniel kept praying. It didn't matter. He knew he was carrying kingdom. He knew his destiny. He knew that God was in control. And no weapon, tell somebody, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. How many believe that tonight? Do you really believe that tonight? Not one weapon. Let it form, but not one weapon that forms can prosper. If God has to take the heat out the fire, the appetite from the lions, whatever he has to do, God will do it. So this fourth thing, tell somebody, God's going to defeat your enemies. Some enemies he will humble, because those are the enemies that God's going to use to take you where you need to go. The ones that are out to destroy you, God's going to destroy them. He'll defeat them. And finally, in Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12, after all these kings have come and gone, Daniel finds out that it's a time a fulfillment of prophecy. And he goes before God and he fasts, and an angel appears to him. It says, then said he, in Daniel chapter 10 verse 12, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Next verse. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. So the final thing, number five, because of his excellent spirit that carried him, the final thing is that the heavens opened. The angel was able to come. The heaven opened. He was able to come and to bring, you know, Daniel the message, to stand in the presence of Daniel, to convey to Daniel what the future was holding, but the heavens opened. Okay, so you got five things there that if you will maintain by choice and deliberately and on purpose an excellent spirit, you don't have to fight a lot of battles. Daniel didn't have to fight anything.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.